You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Larry Zinn, my favorite auto guy. He's up there on the county line, depending on which car you want. He's on the south side of the county line or the north side of the county line, a little bit farther north if you want the Lamborghini. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it's a big day today in Miami. It's Give Miami Day. Here on the show, we've been supporting Lauren's Kids and a whole bunch of other charities. I know that you guys have special programs to help support people. What are you guys doing on Give Miami Day? Just spreading the good news?
Yeah, well, it's been a good week for us. You know, just a week ago, we had the opportunity to present a $25,000 check to the Overtown Youth Center.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we were collecting $33 a car for every vehicle we sold. Fortunately, we had a nice amount to bring over to the Overtown Youth Center and help them out over there. If you've never been over or you're not familiar with what they do, it's a tremendous, tremendous operation they have going on there. The way they take care of these kids is really something special. Visiting there was, I was absolutely blown away. And then just last weekend, and I know I saw you, we collected what amounted to 70 meals.
No way.
Yep, for the Boys and Girls Club. So that's something we're really proud of and hoping to see what we can continue to do to support our community and, you know, do right.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it was a great time that morning before I headed over to the Supercar Saturday. I had Vivian go through the cupboard and pull out some canned goods. It really made us both feel good. Because it's that time to give thanks, and we'll talk about that a little later, too. And then next week's Thanksgiving show, we always give thanks on that show. Now, Larry, I know you've also got a special thing you do when we're heading into the holiday season. You do your Toys for Tots. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, currently we're collecting at all stores for Toys for Tots. Beyond that, our employees, if they don't have time to go and buy toys, we'll take a collection from them, and we'll go out and buy toys for them, so when it comes time for a collection, we'll have a great deal of toys to give to the kids. It's always a really special experience, and you know, fortunately, we've been able to get a lot done and really give back in that manner. I mean, it's a really nice thing that we're able to do, and you know, hope to continue doing that every year.
Well, listen, I know Vivian's listening. Vivian, I want to get some toys and bring them over to Larry. So, Vivian, you're in charge of that because you drive all of the love in our house, Vivian. So I want you to drive some love over to Larry. And then we're going to drive together in our two matching Infinities. We were both black, and we both got them both there, and we love them. And so, Larry, let's talk a little bit about it's the year end. There's the urban legend or myth about year end car deals. What's the truth about year-end car deals? Wanda's ears are perked up and her eyes are wide open. She's ready to listen.
Well, you know, typically as you get towards the end of a model year, the deals do tend to get a little bit better. But November, December, those are typically some of the biggest months of the year for us, December especially. You know, I know everybody gets their holiday spending out, but, you know, December, November, they're really, really great months to get a good deal. I mean, listen, any day you go into a dealership, you can get a good deal. But if you're looking for the most aggressive lease programs this time of year, they typically are as aggressive as they will be.
Okay. Now, Wanda's now applauding. I know Wanda needs a new car. And actually, we had one of our other guests go over there to buy a Range Rover. I know he's negotiating the deal. Hopefully, you closed him. But in any event, Larry, so we've got 2017 coming up. What are some of the exciting things? I mean, you opened up the Lamborghini. Can we talk about the Lamborghini store for a minute?
I'd love to. I could talk about it all day if you'd like.
Well, I'm going to just lob you a softball, and then you're going to hit it out of the park for me. So you opened that Lamborghini store probably, I don't know, what, 6 months ago or something like that? I've been there.
Officially, we opened in April, but soft opening in January.
Okay. It's spectacular. The cars are like, you go in there, it's like bubblegum machine. You walk in there, people can go on my Facebook page and look at it. Larry, how you doing with that store?
That's been great. You know, we've been fortunate enough to where we've been selling more cars than we've been allocated. So I've had to go out and buy cars from out of state from other dealers because we've outsold what we expected to and what the manufacturer expected us to. And, you know, this month we're having a phenomenal month. It's a really great brand. It's something that I'm certainly very passionate about. The more time I get to spend with it, the more I love the brand. It's been really great. And then beyond that, we've been able to do some really cool things, like what we were talking about with Supercar Saturday,
right,
where we get a lot of owners to come out and meet and, you know, talk cars, and then spectators from the community, where it's really become a nice event for the local area. It's a great store. We've got a great staff, a great location. And fortunately, all is going really well, so I couldn't be more pleased.
Well, now I know I have friends up in Gainesville who are happy about something that just happened up in Gainesville. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, so we will be opening the doors on our first Audi store in Gainesville around the 15th of next month. I had the opportunity to go up there and visit last week and see how the construction is coming along, and it's incredible. It is an absolutely gorgeous store.
Now, you know, I can't.
One of the nicest stores you'll see anywhere.
I can't wait to come up there next season and park up there and ride the Warren Henry Express into the ball games. I just got to tell you, Larry, I'm teeing up for that.
We're doing some nice tailgate events, actually, for away games, where we go and we are part of a tailgate at the World of Beer. And, you know, we get a nice big setup with tents and, you know, cornhole and all sorts of other good stuff going on. And, you know, we're trying to do our best to become a part of that community as well and, you know, assist Gator Nation in any way that we can.
Listen, Gator Nation is going to embrace you because you're about one thing. You're about customer service and the people that come to your dealership. And I know that the people in Gainesville have been driving their Audis to Jacksonville to get serviced. I couldn't believe it, but I guess you kind of knew that. And so you're opening up. You're going to have everything full service, the whole bit there, huh?
Absolutely. We'll do the pickup and drop off just like we do back here in Miami.
Oh, my God.
After going to that store, I don't know why anybody would want to do pickup and drop off, because it's just a really cool place to hang out. It's really nice. It's really, really nice.
Hey, Larry, do you like the place?
just in case I didn't say it before,
it's really nice. So listen, let me talk to you a little bit about what you do for the community. We talked a little bit about the charity work you do, but there are certain things you do for the community that are not charity based. They're certainly business based, and that's, you provide incredible career opportunities for people to earn money that they thought they never would be able to earn. Tell me a little bit about what it takes to be a member of the Warren Henry team. And before we say that, I want to give a high five to Ismet. We got to get his butt back on the show.
Absolutely.
All right.
As long as you don't do a video, I think he'll come back.
All right. Well, we won't do Facebook Live. What's up, Waltz?
So, we like to be a little bit non-traditional in our hiring practices. So automotive experience is not something that we look for. We look for people who have no automotive experience for most positions. And then we like to bring those people in, give them the best training that we can and the way to do things that we feel is the right way to do things, and groom them from there. It's worked out really well for us. It's contrary to what most dealerships will do. Most will look for someone who's got experience and he's not a green pea or whatever you want to call it. We take the complete opposite approach. We think once you know everything, you know, it's you may not have a spot here. We're looking for people who want to keep growing with mm-hmm. us. And it's a really tremendous opportunity that I think a lot of people wouldn't consider. But once they become a part of it, they understand that, you know, it's a really great profession. It's great for building relationships, and there's a lot of room for growth as well. I mean, if you look at every management position within our company, every single manager grew from a lower position.
No, my favorite is when you had the salesman that started out on the car detail line, and he did such a great job that you moved him up and you moved him up. And I just, every person that I've ever interfaced with, when I come back to get my next car, seems like they progressed up the chain. And it's just a great thing to watch. And I know a lot of them come to you for a career, and you provide them with more than that. You provide them with a life, a lifestyle. It's a great, you know, I talk about it when I talk about joining the Warren Henry family. But if somebody would go up to one of those Supercar Saturdays and see you and your uncle and your dad and your cousins and the people that work, I'm not going to say for you, with you, all of your teammates who all know me by name and treat me like gold when I go to any one of your stores. It's just really something that really epitomizes what we talk about a lot on the show. Brewster Kell talks about how it's all about them. When I talk about it, when I talk about doing mortgages, you call me, but it's all about you. When somebody walks into Warren Henry, they get that feeling, Larry.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're going for. You know, we want... We want everybody to feel like they're part of our family, like they're part of something. You know, it's more than just a transaction. I hate to say it's a lifestyle, but you know, we like to believe it's part of what we provide. It's more than just a sale. It's events. It's community giving, and I mean, we really just do what we can to make for the best experience possible. And you know, sometimes if we come short, and we do everything we can to get that feedback as well. Where did we fall short, and how can we be better?
Sorry, you get straight tens from me whenever they call. Listen, I went to this event from BizNow. A guy named Adriano said he went to high school with you. He's listening. So, Adriano, I just told Larry you said hi. Larry, can you stick around and do another segment with me?
Sure.
Awesome. Listen, I'm going to talk in the next segment. We'll talk sports. We're going to talk sports. Larry and I go to these ball games. We have a great time. We're going to talk about the Marlins, the surprise with the Dolphins. We'll talk a little basketball. We'll talk some baseball. Larry will stay around. Maybe we'll even talk some gasoline-related stuff too, Larry. We got that going on south in Homestead. So we'll talk. We'll be back after this with more with Larry Zinn talking cars and sports. Back after this, because I'm happy.